This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're about to speak to Carol Edmonds. She was awarded the 2017 Barnardo's Mother of the Year honour. 30 years ago, as a young wife, Carol made the life-changing decision to take in her husband's 8-year-old sister, Kelly, who had just lost her mother to suicide. Carol treated her young sister-in-law as her own daughter, taking care of Kelly's every need and filling in for her late mother throughout her teens, 20s and 30s. And because it is International Women's Day today, we have got Carol on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol, this is an incredible story. A brand new newlywed, you decide to take on your brother's 8-year-old sister. When you think back at that time, did you think of that as an incredible move or was it just a no-brainer for you? Yeah, we've got to do that.
Exactly. It wasn't something I really thought, no, this is going to be the most perfect thing to do along the way. It was just something that had to happen, and I'm big on family and keeping the close family knit together. So it was just something that had to happen.
Tell us, Carol, about how your relationship, how did it differ between Kelly and your own sons?
No different. We raised the three of them exactly the same way. Probably when I think back, maybe we were a little bit stricter on Kelly. I think you're always stricter on your firstborn, as if to say, yep. You know. So as they're growing up, you know, you're supposed, you're new to parenthood as well, so you're trying to do the best thing for your child. But I suppose also it's that you wanted to make sure that, you know, she'd come good at, you know, at the other end. It was all perfect for her as well. So, probably a little bit stricter than the boys, but we tried to treat them all the same.
Now, it's a huge honour being awarded Barnardo's Mother of the Year. Obviously, it means no laundry for the entire year. Is that right?
No. It sounds good in theory, but
I just figured you got out of some duties. You know, Mother of the Year, you get to take just a year off from laundry. How did it actually feel to win it when you got told that you got it?
Look, it was absolutely awesome. It was the furthest thing from my mind. As I said, I did this selflessly. It wasn't something that I went out to do to get accolades for or anything like that. And it was actually quite amazing the number of people who didn't know our story that, you know, my husband and I took Kelly in. So it was quite a surprise to a lot of people around. And even now, I've been blown away by the amount of people who have congratulated us and said what an amazing job we've done and all these sorts of things and how fantastic it is. And even up to, you know, sort of the last couple of days, I've met people I haven't seen for a little while and they all get so excited about it and, you know, they just think it's awesome. So, I was certainly blown away by it and, I thought, it was awesome.
Carol, it is International Women's Day today. I'd love to hear, who inspires you to be such a wonderful woman and mother?
It's interesting, I suppose there's many, many women along the way that have you know, had a lot of challenges and come out the other end and done really well, but I suppose I'd have to say my own mother. You know, she was an incredible woman. She worked really hard and raised 5 children and had kept us all together in a close family environment. And I've got to say, my mum.
Love it.
I often think if I could be, you know, half the woman that my mother was, then I think I've done a really good job.
That's amazing. Hey, Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.